mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three of this Wednesday, the 4th of August, 2004 edition. We have the author of Bush Unplugged coming on, Truth and Neo Consequences. And he's, what you call Bush's worst nightmare once working on the inside of the whole neocon situation. So we'll be talking to Mark coming up here in a few minutes and also taking your calls. A bunch of other police state impending terror attack alerts, fake alerts, just a lot of key information we'll be covering in this third hour. That guest is coming up in a few minutes. Ashley in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Do you know of any states that have not gone to the digital and barcode driver's license?
I believe there's just two left now. It was 42, but now it's just a couple states that have not done that yet.
You know, which one?
I don't have the map in front of me. No, I saw it again a few weeks ago. I know Texas has had this since 1993, though. That's 10-plus years. And one of the 9/11 whitewash commissions doesn't just want a domestic CIA to run our lives and spy on us, all crime considered terrorism, secret arrest forces, but they also want everything standardized for a national ID card. Well, we already have that. People don't remember that they thumb scan to get a license. They don't remember the digital photo, but all of that is biometric.
How would I find out those two states?
Well, you would, I don't have it in front of me, but 48 states have now put it in, and the other two are about to implement, and I don't have them in front of me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you for the call. Do a search on states that don't have biometric identifiers. I would imagine that would find that for you. But almost all the states now have the biometric identifiers. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good, my friend.
Welcome from Tipsland, east of Orlando, Florida.
Well, we have that here in Austin, too, the exact same wordage. Do you not have a lot of furniture, a lot of young men living in a house alone? Are there any type of guns? If you're a exterminator or firefighter or phone person, go ahead and call the police on them. A SWAT team raid is needed.
Right. You know, and speaking of Austin, I think you guys are ground zero for some type of attack, unfortunately.
Why do you think that?
Well, they'd love nothing more than to get rid of you and get rid of all the gun owners and all the people that you've been able to educate in your city. And it's scary. I'll tell you, I think you had a caller before talking about a potential attack, and I think if they're going to attack anywhere, they're not going to attack the elite stronghold fortress in New York, all their money changers. They're going to attack probably the South where the gun owners are and eliminate a lot of the people that that know their scheme and know that basically they're trying to create Nazi Germany again with a high-tech overlay.
Well, yeah, and I would agree with that. And also the CFR, so they can brag later and go, look at how smart we are. Gary Hart has said that the Midwest will be hit. And the White House told U.S. News and World Report coast-to-coast attacks with the Capitol being destroyed. I mean, the government's saying this will happen, but no specific threat.
Right.
Or they could also have another fake terror alert and then catch the terrorist in the act. See, and, oh, then be our saviors. That, I think, is in the cards, too.
How about enraging all the so-called Christian neoconservatives even further to basically give away their rights, accept the chip, give up their guns? I mean, you've already got so many so-called Christian conservatives brainwashed that, you know, to place an attack in their own backyard would further bring about their own scheme. It's scary, Alex. It really is. I've got a question for you, though,
Okay, stay there. We'll let you finish up, then we'll go to our guest, the author of Bush Unplugged. And again, please visit our premier websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the author of Bush Unplugged, Mark Umiles, about to join us. Real quick, Russell, in Florida, finish up what you were saying.
Well, I just wanted to say your videos are bar none the best I've seen. I've seen Mike Rupert's Truth and Lies of 9/11. I've seen the two other independent videos on 9/11 that you sponsor on your website. And I think yours are bar none the best. My question is, 9/11 Road to Tyranny is so good. Are you planning on coming out with a new one with new evidence, say, of World Trade Center 7 and Silverstein coming out on that PBS documentary saying
it's all being done. The problem is it's already 2.5 hours long, the DVD almost 3 hours, 170 minutes long.
I know.
And, you know, we need something that's not as long. I mean, 2 hours maximum. And so I've been playing with it, trying to figure out. The problem is the evidence is encyclopedic of them carrying out the attacks.
Oh, it's so extensive. It's crazy. You could like you say all the time, you could spend 100 days probably on all the evidence through your TV show, through your radio program, and through your documentaries showing all the inconsistencies and all the lies.
I've done daytime and nighttime shows in the past.
I know. I've seen them. I don't know how
the evidence
you do it.
Years ago, daytime and the nighttime show live, where I do not take a single call and I talk 90 miles an hour reading documents, mainstream news articles, congressional reports from front to back, talking 90 miles an hour, There's that, and we don't cover a tenth of the evidence.
I don't know how you do it, Alex. I watched a lot of the stuff on PrisonPlanet.tv. You've got so much good info. I wish I knew one quarter, and I know a lot. I just wish I knew one quarter of what you knew and had your type of
stuff. Well, I mean, I'm nothing special. This is my life. This is what I do 18 hours a day.
Well, you are.
Let's not exaggerate. 16 hours a day, usually. Some days 18, and I've been doing that for a long time. And so if you totally live this, I mean, it's like if you're a football coach that all you think about is football, you get really good at football if you're smart. You know, so, I mean, I'm like a, you know, professional, football team coach or something when it comes to the New World Order. But all of you are coming along. Many of you are, you know, smarter than I am. And believe me, if you immerse yourself in this, you will get the big picture.
Well,
thanks for the compliments and thanks for liking
the good news
films.
Is people are waking up, Alex. People are waking up here, and they're waking up in Florida, and thanks to you and your tools, it's happening. And you're a modern-day Patrick Henry, and I thank God every day that there are people out there like you that are trying to fight the New World Order.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Let's go to Mark Umile. I appreciate joining us, the book Bush Unplugged. And Mark, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be here, and I, too, appreciate all the great work that you're doing to get valuable information out to the public in a way that people can understand and digest, and that's what we're trying to do with Bush Unplugged as well.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, my friend, but for those that don't know who you are and you know, kind of your bio and what your book's about, in a nutshell, tell us, and then we'll, you know, kind of give us an overview, and then let's dive into it.
Well, I'm a writer and a researcher and a documentary filmmaker. Over the years, I've worked on all sorts of investigations behind the scenes for public and private interests. The thing that's pertinent to Bush Unplugged, I worked in the R&D end of documentary TV, and throughout the 90s, I worked on a couple of projects that had to do with Saddam Hussein's Iraq, and even the rise of Al-Qaeda. And I also did a piece on hydrogen fuel cells, and from that I was looking into the darker side of our energy future, and that's when I stumbled upon George W. Bush as governor of Texas and his disastrous environmental policies there. So in the wake of 9/11, I thought that I was in a really unique position to tell a story to the American people about George Bush, about his big energy cronies, how he got here, who brought him to power, and to talk about all the information that was available to average citizens about Saddam's Iraq that would have led anybody to conclude that this whole war on terror has just been a complete manipulation and distraction from the real enemies that we face. So I thought I was in a good position to do that. And if I could just say something about what your last caller said. He says you're taking an encyclopedia of information, and we talk about how it's difficult to you know, frame those arguments in a way that's easily accessible for average citizens who just don't get it. And that's what I do in Bush Unplugged. It's a comprehensive overview that leads from Bush's days in the oil fields of Texas all the way to the mother of all oil reserves in Iraq. And I try to frame it in a way that average citizens who aren't political or who are on the fence or who are in that centrist middle who aren't getting it for this, so they can easily digest it and understand it.
Well, let me read just the first paragraph of your bio. Mark Umile, the author of Bush Unplugged, is George Bush's worst living nightmare. He's a gun-toting, NRA-belonging, Bambi-killing, former Republican-supporting, middle-class, hunky, white American male who has strip-searched Mr. Bush's history in the light of real Christian American values. He writes a hard-knuckled, knockout book exposing the true character of George W. Bush and the deeply rooted anti-American insanity of the neoconservative agenda. Now, let me put it in a nutshell. This is the most vicious, wicked, organized criminal syndicate openly trying to set up martial law, Soviet Nazi dictatorship with secret arrest, secret executions, hell on earth, end of America, never coming back, slaughter of all freedom, ultimate evil. Now, folks, I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Your comments to that?
Well, I guess I'm really taking the light-handed approach then, aren't I, Alex? But listen, there's no question about it. That's what I'm really trying to get across to the independent thinking centrists and the normal conservatives that we've known them, the non-neoconservatives. there's a drastic difference between what we thought of as traditional conservatives and these neoconservatives, and I'm sure you talk about it all the time. But what's happening in America is this country has gone to this radical right shift, and people don't even realize it's happening. I think one of the most dangerous things that could happen if George Bush is reelected is that he's going to have the opportunity to stack the Supreme Court with two or three more justices that are right-leaning and pack and stack the federal bench with these right-wing crackpots who will fall in lockstep with this administration's agenda and have no problem stripping us of our civil liberties.
Well, Mark, I've had a chance to read part of your book, and I think it's got a lot of really good information, and I want to go over the corruption, but then we're going to get into this whole debate of Bush's cousin, his skull and bones, pod mate, coffin mate, long devil Kerry, and the fact that Kerry actually is for the open borders, the war, the UNESCO deals, campaign finance, really is just a clone. And we've never seen this before, two people from the same 15-member elite society who are related. You know, we're all brought up, you could be president, young man, young lady. But in truth, this shows what a fraud it is. I mean, I think that Bush is an expression of how far down this corruption we've gotten, that, you know, things have now come to this point. You know, you talk about conservative judges. They've got seven of the nine, and they're ruling that they can take your property with no just compensation. They're ruling against the Second Amendment. They're ruling against Judge Roy Moore. Bush promoted the attorney general that went after Moore. I mean, so really, I think it goes way past left-right.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, this really, we have to stop talking about the argument in terms of left versus right, and that's what I do in Bush Unplugged, Alex. I'm talking about a language that we can all understand.
Well, let's go back to the history of George Bush, the Saudis, you know, the James Bakers, all of these people. Who are we dealing with? Who are the major players? Who holds the strings?
In terms of the Bush-Saudi Bin Laden connection?
Lord Bush, just the whole, the ruling cabal. Who are the neocons? What's their goals?
Okay, well, I think it's a good idea just to outline the neoconservatives and what they believe in. Listen, they believe the U.S. should move militarily and aggressively around the world using superior military force to maintain our status as the world's sole superpower. Now, when you look at the people who are behind them, big energy, big defense, this agenda is just tailor-made for the defense and energy industries, and you look who, and a great blueprint for that is Iraq. I mean, who stands to profit in Iraq more than anybody else? You bomb the hell out of a place, right? And then we have to replenish all these bombs from all the bomb makers. And then you put in all the, then you put in your cronies like Bechtel and Halliburton to rebuild the place. And, it's just a real cash cow. And if you can get that oil flowing, you know, the Exxon Mobils, the Chevron Texacos, the BPs, they stand to make billions. People really don't get it, Alex. We don't have to go over there and own this oil. We just have to control it. Now, if you go back into Bush's past and you look at, you know, George Bush Sr., James Baker. I mean, they've been working in concert with the Saudis and, you know, the big oil tycoons, the Carlyle Group, everybody who stands to profit from a war in Iraq and from using Iraq as a springboard to go further and deeper into the Middle East and to establish a greater control. So, I mean, all the players are there. I line them all up in Bush Unplugged. And, again, in a way that average Americans can easily access and understand.
But look at the domestic agenda, a total, complete police state, a expanded domestic CIA with no oversight by Congress, literally ruling our lives.
Sure. I mean, just look at the first. Well, can I get back to something the other caller said right before? He said something really important. You know, about the police state and about people being brainwashed. And this is what we have to do. We have to break through this brainwashing. We have to get people to start tuning into Alex Jones. We have to give them the tools to do that. And that's one of the things that my book does. Bush was making a speech the other day in Ohio, right after Kerry got his coronation. And he was going on about different things that they were doing in the war on terror, and they had their normal applause lines, and everybody was falling into lockstep. There was about 1,000 Ohioans in the crowd. And at one point, he mentioned something about the Patriot Act. You know, we put the Patriot Act in there because it's a great way to fight. And people, I mean, they were cheering. Here they are, they're cheering that they've lost, that they're losing their rights. And look, history clearly shows, Alex, loss of civil liberties has a snowball effect. You know, you take away one, and that creates an erosion of liberties. And we saw that in Nazi Germany.
Well, also, though, with these so-called public rallies, they make them sign a pledge that they support the president, that they're not going to criticize. They have to give their driver's license number and background. These are not public rallies.
Yeah.
Did you see that, where they have to do all that to get into the meetings?
Well, it's very typical of the Republican Party. Listen, this is a party that has a numeric rating system for their own members of Senate and Congress.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We'll take your calls for the author of Push Unplug coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You were talking about a rating system that they have for members of Congress, the Republican Party. Please continue.
Yeah, the Republican senators, congressmen, they're rated, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever it is. if they don't fall in lockstep with the administration's line or with the Republican leadership's line, they get raided, and that's how they keep them all marching in line.
Well, this is Tom Tancredo has been exposing the open borders, the congressman from Colorado, and Bush has said that they're targeting him to try to defeat him for his reelection.
Well, sure. Whoever gets out of line, that's the person that gets put on the back burner, or they do target him, or they don't get the
funding. Well, remember Senator Bob Smith, who had a really conservative voting record, and they went after him?
Well, he must have fallen out of line on some critical issue. I don't know what it is.
It was several. Also, there's these Capitol Hill Blue articles, and I found they've been pretty accurate in the past when they were covering Clinton. They say Bush is on Prozac, totally drugged out, throwing fits, cussing at people, and now we've gotten this from other sources. What have you heard about that?
Well, I read that Capitol Hill Blue article. I don't know if, you know, we can only speculate as to how accurate it is, but I do, as somebody who's done a lot of research into Bush's background, I know that he does not have the psychological capabilities to deal with what he's dealing with. This is a man who's been propped up by wealthy elites. He's been shrouded in secrecy. He's been wrapped in industrial armor. He's got armies of media hens, cackling hens, making excuses and apologizing for him. He can't deal with it emotionally. He doesn't have the tools. So it doesn't surprise me to learn that the guy might be on drugs to try to control mood swings. This is a man who's never been challenged in his life. And, man, he's getting it from all quarters and to some degree from within his own party and from his own White House. So,
what about Dick Cheney? I mean, he's running around cussing at people on the Senate floor.
Well, Dick Cheney has never really been a person who has a firm grasp of reality. He's a rabid ideologue. He's someone who lives in his own mind and with his own agenda. And in Bush Unplugged, you know, I go into a real detailed accounting of how, you know, Cheney orchestrated this whole weapons of mass destruction ruse. And now that it's all been, you know, laid to waste by several of our own committees.
He still says we found him and are going to find him, and it's just incredible.
And he still says we have ties to Osama, Iraq had ties to Osama bin Laden, and we're still developing those things. So this is not a guy who's really in touch with reality, or,
you know, that's
he's just
scary
a flat-out liar.
That is an outright liar. That's the scary thing here, though, Mark, is these guys in their ivory towers have lost touch with reality, and now top generals are talking about martial law and suspending elections. I mean, this is like an Orwellian Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely living in a version of 1984. And I'll tell you something else, and this is what I say to all my libertarian friends who don't see a difference between Kerry and Bush. Look, let's face it, Alex. Bush is the quintessential figurehead. He is the pretender to the throne. He's the ultimate puppet. And, you know, look, Dick Cheney is really the guy. I talk to people all over the country, a lot of conservative radio hosts, and off-air, they all tell me, look, we know that Dick Cheney's really running the show. Everybody in the conservative intelligentsia knows that. So, you know, what I tell people is say, look, I mean, look at Dick Cheney. I tell people, you know, a vote for Ralph Nader is actually a vote for George Bush, and a vote for George Bush is a vote for Dick Cheney. So maybe you should think of it in those terms.
You bring this up. Where is there a different policy, except maybe on abortion, and then that's just rhetoric, by Kerry, Bush's cousin, his skull and bones podmate?
Well, are they really cousins, Alex?
Oh, yes.
Are they really blood cousins?
No, they're cousins on four sides of the family. I always see two sides. Both sides, both male and female parents, yes. All four different ways they're cousins.
Well, I think we should frame it in terms of a Republican versus a Democratic agenda. Now, look, I'm no big supporter of the Democrats. I've never voted for a Democrat in my life. However, I will vote for Kerry in this election. One of the issues that I'm really, really concerned about, and it's been completely underreported in the press, is Bush's environmental record, where he has really literally allowed his big energy buddies in oil, gas, coal, electric utility, the agricultural industry, timber and mining, to come in and turn back 100 years of environmental progress that dates
back.
Well,
let's be clear on that. He's double funding all the land grabbing.
That's right.
Stealing people. That has increased, but then dumping toxic waste in a lake, those controls have been taken off. So real environmental stuff has been turned back. All the land grabbing stuff has been accelerated.
Right. You know, also, they're allowing more mercury. His big agenda on our saving our energy, our energy, his big energy solution is to burn more coal, the nastiest stuff in the world. I mean, this is what puts more mercury in our streams and lakes. This is what puts greenhouse gas in the air. They've completely ignored all the science on global warming.
All right, stay there. We'll take calls when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, the same people that own George Bush own John Kerry. The only reason I think it might be good if John Kerry gets into office is because all of these conservatives, that I consider myself one, who have been blind to the Trojan horse, the wolf in sheep's clothing, the globalist minion, George Bush, that have gone to sleep and let this whole agenda go through, will wake up to what's happening and maybe fight back against it. The problem is then the left, who has woken up, the grassroots left, to the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and all this, they loved all the black ski mask and the secret police and all the things that were happening when Clinton was in. Now they all hate it and are waking up. So, again, they continually play this game with us. But, you know, you call this a conservative court. I mean, this court was appointed by Republicans, two-thirds of it. And they have a, quote, more liberal voting record than the liberals on the court overall. So, again, it is just theater, folks. The whole thing is a production. And I just challenge people to realize that. And I have to tell you, Mark Umile, author of Bush Unplugged, that's I've seen in bookstores, by the way, out there around the country. I mean, I disagree with you. Kerry is for this new domestic CIA with no congressional control. I mean, that's a nightmare. Kerry is for almost every Bush policy, and I think we'll get different rhetoric. And, you know, he'll make takeovers of foreign countries more of a UN affair. But there's no real difference, Mark.
I think there is a real difference. I mean, we're sort of on the same page on this, Alex. But look, I mentioned about the environment. I don't think anybody could be as disastrous on Bush on the environment. I don't think Kerry will allow big energy tycoons to dictate his national foreign policy. We're talking about tax cuts to the rich that are going to be hopefully repealed by Kerry and more of a balanced tax cut. I do not believe in trickle-down economics. It doesn't work for working people, and I think Kerry will stop that. I think he's going to get us some help in Iraq. He'll stop with this transfer of wealth. Look, corporate profits and CEO compensation are going through the roof. Average people are still
working harder.
Yeah,
the average American's income went down by 2% this year.
Yeah, that's right, Alex, and I think Democrats will address that better. I'm talking about for the trickle-down effects for working people. I think we're going to be better off under these Democrats. And look, Alex, like you say, people are mobilized now more than any time in history to challenge their government. We're not going to go away if John Kerry. We're not going to relax. We're going to hold him to the highest accountable standards. And I think a Kerry administration will be much easier to police than a Bush administration, the most secretive political organization in human history. I mean, even Vladimir Putin came up and said that. They're worse than the Kremlin. So, and I think also he's going to take a more sane approach to this war on terror, as opposed to going and bombing the wrong country. So there are some differences, Alex. I mean,
let me finish what you were saying. 15% increase in CEO pay, oil companies' record profits, and this has been ill-gained, folks. This is not being gained to the free market. This is crony capitalism, or what you'd call fascism. They socialize our wealth and steal it. We have corporate looting going on everywhere, but Kerry isn't talking about that.
That's the crime. That's the crime, and that's why he didn't get a bump in the polls. That's what I'm telling these Democrats all over the country when I talk to them. You want your guy to get a bump in the polls when he goes in his convention? Well, how about making some news for crying out loud? I mean, look, this is a corporate takeover that's going on in Iraq. You know, all Bush's crony corporations are going there and privatizing everything. It's a trickle-down dream come true.
And again, privatization means they come to Austin and they say, we're taking all your roads and we're going to put a toll road in where a private company makes 20% of the money, and, you know, that's privatization. Privatization is a guy sticking a gun to your head and saying, I own your house now, pay me.
Or privatization is limiting public control of our electric utility grid and allowing the likes of Ken Lay and Enron to come in there
and set up fake computers to walk the legislature through.
Oh, by the way, Alex, if I could just say, you can read all about it by going to bushunplugged.com. And one of the reasons why I wrote this book was not just to preach to the converted, but so that the converted can actually use this book as a tool to reach out to millions of Americans who just aren't getting it yet. Listen, we're talking about the privatization of Iraq, and I think this is something that's gone completely under the radar. The Center for Public Integrity identified more than 70 American companies and individuals that have won up to $8 billion in contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan, right? Those companies donated more money to presidential campaigns of George W. Bush than any other politician in history. But the Democrats don't have the guts to tell people what's going on over there. They don't have the guts to tell them the history of Halliburton and Bechtel and their ties to the right-wing corporate elite and how these people have helped this neoconservative agenda along, how there was a pre-existing plan to go into Iraq before George Bush was elected president. They lobbied Bill Clinton for the very same agenda.
Yeah, PNAC.
Yeah, with PNAC, that's right. And I go into that in great detail in the book.
Well, Mark, let me say this. Look,
okay.
I've read about half your book. I think the information on the corruption end is good and valuable. I'm saying I think your solutions are wrong. And I know you're saying let's just get Bush out. and as long as we keep playing this game of there being a difference, we're not going to get accountability from the Democrats or the Republicans. Let's take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger first. Roger in Pennsylvania, then Lewis and others. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks. Not exactly why I called, but that's a small fantasy that somehow you're going to bring Kerry along to somehow adopt the policies that are, you know, against corporate welfare, for example, by both the left and right, want to drop that, but as though he's not quite bought and paid for. But what I really called was about, you know, we've been sold for a zillion years now this notion that somehow Nazi Germany, even though it was had all the features and platforms of the left, this is supposed to have been an ultra-right-wing phenomena. And so what I wanted to ask is, can you name any of the features advanced by the neocons who have really adopted all the socialism?
Well, let me throw something into that. The Toronto Star, far from a right-wing publication, had a headline, "The Ghost of Trotsky Walks the Halls of the White House." This is the Communist Fourth International that founded the neocon movement with Mr. Strauss and Mr. Kristol. And at the same time, we have a doubling in the growth rate of government, what it was under Bill Clinton, under Bush. Exactly. I mean, this saying this ultra-right-wing government, that plays into their hands. This is not a right-wing government.
Yeah,
this is a corrupt, looting, whoremongering, I've never seen such mass stealing. Hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, missing out of the Pentagon. $1.2 trillion over the last 8 years. Comments to that, Mark?
Could you hold on a second? Even Adolf Hitler commented that it was so much easier to absorb the so-called former communists. These were called the beefsteak Nazis. Red on the outside, but brown on the inside.
Right. As far as my fellow Pennsylvanian just said about the fantasy of making Kerry accountable, my position is, and I think a lot of people believe, that at least we have a shot with Kerry. Listen, Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator, right, he's the guy who taught Adolf Hitler a thing or two about how to run a fascist, hyper-nationalistic dictatorship. Here's what he said. He said fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it is the merger of state and corporate power. And we have never seen a merger of state and corporate power in the United States of America like we've seen with George W. Bush and company. And that includes the days of the robber barons of the late 19th century. Just a few of the examples. Listen, they favor isolation and preemptive war as a means to accomplish their objective. That's right out of Hitler's handbook. The corporatists, they have this habit of wrapping themselves in the flag and condemning anyone that doesn't agree with their radical policies as unpatriotic, backstabbing cowards. I mean, who does that sound like? They seek tight media control, the restriction of civil liberties. They absolutely never admit it to being wrong or make a mistake, no matter how glaring their errors. This is textbook what we're seeing out of this administration. And they're masters of propaganda and the use of euphemistic language, healthy forests, the Office of Special Plans, clear skies, to cover up the real intentions of their policy. So there's, yeah, I mean, you could say this is not a right-wing agenda, but it certainly is a neocon, corporatist, fascist agenda, thieving agenda that is hell-bent on consolidating wealth and transferring it to the top 1% of the nation's,
Okay, big all right. Roger, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Louie in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good.
Dr. Jones. Call you Dr. Jones. One comment I want to make. I reviewed the Northwoods document, and I can see them sitting around a table saying, how are we going to accomplish, what we want to do? And I think they said, ha-ha, here it is. We just do what they had planned right here. It's so similar. It's unbelievable what they've done.
Yeah, you have them blowing up ships, blaming it on people, bombing D.C., blaming it on people, killing U.S. troops, blaming it on enemies, hijacking jets by remote control, blaming it on foreigners. Were you aware of Operation Northwoods, Mark Umile?
I've only heard of it. I've never researched it because I've been head over heels investigating George Bush and company from the grassroots on up.
Well, let me ask you, who do you think carried out 9/11, Mark?
I really believe that it was staged by the old fascist Al-Qaeda thugs that have had us in our sights since the early 90s. I believe that the plan had been taking shape throughout the 90s, probably had about 6 or 7 years in the making. And as far as the actual identities of the hijackers, I think that's up for grabs. Because
yeah, nobody knows that.
That's right, nobody knows it. But they gave us the name,
I think you need to research this, because you're going to find there's an official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks.
That's right. However, Alex, I have to tell you, in Bush Unplugged, I don't go there. I am trying to get information to average American citizens who are completely in the dark, and to me, that's the next tier, okay? I'm trying to break the veil, and I ask everybody to go to bushunplugged.com, and if you know somebody who needs their veil broken, buy them a copy, and that'll open the door, and they will then be in a position where they can accept this next tier of information, because that is really scary for average people to digest.
All right, Louie, anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, you know, I watch commodity markets all the time, and their blood is that price of oil. That flows, that's their food.
And, bingo.
And I'm telling you what, you know, almost every day I've been watching for the past 3 weeks, you know, there's every time the price dips, well, they blew up a pipeline here, you know, every time, every single time. And not only that, all these car bombs everywhere. Every day there's a car bomb. These poor insurgents don't have stuff to make car bombs. This is manipulation.
Well, it's like oil prices start going down, so there's an alert. Financial centers, $44+ a barrel. Oh, record profits.
There you go.
Well, I'm looking at September crude right now, and it's at 40. It closed at 40. Well, it hadn't closed yet, but it's at 43.18 a barrel. I mean, and it is on its way up. It has gone
above 44, going higher. It went well over 44 2 days ago.
Well, guys, isn't that the big lie of this war on terror? Listen,
yes,
if the two central battlefronts in this war on terror are the two largest, have the two largest oil and gas reserves in the world. But nobody's talking about that. We're talking about good and evil instead of talking about money and power and territory and resources and markets, which all comes back to the oil equation. And that's where George
Bush is. Well, let me add this. A lot of Americans, when they hear this, I've heard them on talk radio go, yeah, it's about oil and it's ours and we need it and Bush is sticking up for America. Folks, we're losing our jobs. Bush says outsourcing is our number one export. He says hamburger jobs are industrial high-tech jobs. I mean, you're talking, no, he said that. We're talking about la-la land propaganda. So this oil isn't for you, okay? People think that it's being stolen for them. No, this is about controlling the market so they can jack the price up. They don't want that Iraqi oil to flow. By not having it flow, it jacks up global prices. So Lewis, thanks for the call. Who's up next in Colorado there? Okay, Regina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and your guest.
Welcome.
Hi, Regina.
Alex, maybe somebody could interview you and you could tell him about the Patriot Act, because we know Mr. Kerry voted for the Patriot Act, and I remember a section of Homeland Security exposed by the American Free Press right after it passed about closing off critical infrastructure. Do you remember that, Alex, as far as being able to use the Freedom of Information Act in that?
Yes.
And so that is Kerry that supported that, and Kerry supported the Patriot Act. Now, all of a sudden, he's our savior. I have a problem with that. His wife is Teresa Hines, who's big into eminent domain for private property so they can take over the property ownership. In Pittsburgh, a lot of property has been taken over by eminent domain. And then we came in with a plan from both of these guys, signed by Bush, passed by Kerry, that we have to follow to put everything in the agenda of the United Nations and the federal government. You know, my thing is that people ought to really say no to the Bush-Kerry together movement.
I called the Bush-Kerry ticket.
Right. And say, let's go outside this and say, we're not going to vote for either one of you. You both are taking us down into a rat hole. Find a third party that fits your agenda. And let's go after the Patriot Act. I don't see Mr. Kerry. He didn't say a word about, I don't know if your guest there looked it on your site about what was going on in the Democratic Convention. The only one that stood up on Jack Blood was the guy that was the guy from Maryland who explained to all the protesters all the things that could happen to them under the Patriot Act. You know, I think we do a disservice when we don't look at the people who are doing this to us.
No, I do agree with Regina. Kerry did vote for the Patriot Act. He voted for the war in Iraq, and it doesn't give him a lot of credibility when he speaks out against it. However, we are facing something called Patriot Act 2 with an erosion of civil liberties, and I do not think that John Kerry is going to push that legislation if he becomes president. There is a sunset provision on the Patriot Act, and it can expire. And
that's a major scam, just so you know. If you actually read it, all the key draconian provisions are not sunsetted. And then, really, if you notice when Bush says reauthorize and expand, they built in an expansion mechanism for 2005 so they can reauthorize and expand. That's actually where Patriot Act 2.
Well, that's also if Bush is elected. However, if Kerry gets elected, he knows that his base, the people that brought him to power, could abandon him if he doesn't follow step on the Patriot Act and not vote for Patriot Act 2. So there is a difference there. Not a major difference, but there's a difference to
be. Where are they going to go? You know what I mean? I mean, this country's about gone, and Alex Jones has been exposing the Patriot Act for years, and it's just like George Bush. Oh, he did that. You know, we gave veto power to Clinton, but he still doesn't use veto power. Will Kerry use it?
We can only see. We can only see.
You enjoy him. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Umile, the author of Bush Unplugged, thanks for coming on with us, and take care. I think your book's got some good information in it. I don't agree that Kerry is going to save us. I know you're concerned about Bush, who's an abject criminal, and I agree with you, but again, they keep playing us like fools with this WWF wrestling situation, and this pageant, and it's time to rise above it. But thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll be back with the final segment, a few final news stories, and I'll tell you about my videos as well. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
The Associated Press is reporting black box recommended for all vehicles. The government should require data recorders in all passenger vehicles, federal safety officials said yesterday in a recommendation arising from the investigation of a car crash with guilt in people and injured 63. And it just so happens that all the new cars already have it put in them, so it's a lot of fun. And I wanted to read part of this editorial out of the Courier Times, From Fortress Boston to 1984, by J.D. Mullane. In high school, as I read 1984, my English teacher, Stephen Walker, said, fear of a falling victim to random violence would usher in George Orwell's frightening vision and undo America. This was the late 70s, and climbing murder rates gripped most major cities. Big crime worked its way into sedate suburbs, too, where people were always surprised that it could happen here. Walker said that, like terminal cancer, in the future everyone would know someone who was a victim of a life-ending crime. Then government would be handed sweeping powers to snag the killers before they snuffed us. Life would be harsh. Only those with credentials would travel, and only to certain zones at appointed times. Cameras on street corners and satellites in orbit would monitor everything that moved from city to city, town to town, block to block. Neighborhoods would be gated. When the bad guys figured out a way to penetrate the gates, walls would go up. Then when the walls failed, armed military tanks would guard neighborhood entrances. I imagined a hulking green tank with its gun aimed towards the windows of Maynard Elementary School as I sat at the entrance to the Levittstown North Park section when I grew up. Over the years, I've chuckled at that unthinkable. But then I spent last week in Boston at the Democratic National Convention amid oppressive security. Fear of sudden death of large scale was in complete control in Beat Town. And then he lays out how they're doing it to us on purpose. I want to try to get a call in here at the end. I'll try to go to Darren here in a second. I do have to say that this is our country. It does not belong to the globalists. They can only get away with this if they scare us into going along with it. They need us to go along with it. They're not all powerful. The government's made up of people just like you and I. And it's time for those individuals to wake up, get off the bench, break their conditioning, and defend this country. Your common sense, your guts, your bones should tell you the truth of what we're facing. I challenge all of you to visit InfoWars.com and to link through via our Safe Secure shopping cart and to get my videos, to get my 9/11 films, to get them and to make copies and to get them out into people's hands. And if you have copies of my films and haven't made copies, you need to. We need to expose the murderers that carried out 9/11 before they carry out more attacks. And those murderers are represented by John Kerry and George Bush. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now. Got several other new 9/11 videos by other great people you can get as well. A lot of other great books and films. The toll-free number to order the videos or the books is 1-888-253-3139. You can call and ask questions about titles and discounts we have. 1-888-253-3139. Take that first step in the fight against the globalists. Get the videos. Get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Or, as I said, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Darren in Colorado. Last caller, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you. And I'd like to start with saying that if I have time, I'd like to get into Yale University, a book they printed back in 1960.
You got 45 seconds.
It refers to Prescott Bush. But I was approached by a friend, by an agent provocateur who would like to get people to go out and kill politicians. Obviously, he was an agent of the federal, and of course, what I gave him as an attitude what our leaders, our congressmen, our police need is a refuge at home. We need to do some good deeds for our neighbors and let our neighbors know that all these people who work for them need to have a refuge at home so they can turn to it when they want to say no. They have no other refuge.
Yeah, we should get to know our neighbors. We should get involved in our society. That's a big part of the solution.
Door to door help.
Thank you for the call. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. Take care.